Pakistani journalist Adnan Rashid has been reporting in the Berkshire since April to further explore journalism so that he can report more thoroughly about the area he lives in to the rest of the world. A 31-year-old radio journalist, Rashid joined the Berkshire Eagle in April as a Daniel Pearl Salim Shahzad Fellow, selected through the Alfred Friendly Press Fellowship in Washington, D.C. He is based in Pittsfield until the fellowship ends in mid-August. Rashid's tasks at the Eagle have included reporting on news events, writing op-ed pieces, and blogging. Besides his journalism work, he's also been involved in the community. He's interested in clearing up misperceptions that Americans have about Pakistanis and vice versa. As part of his fellowship, he's spending a week with us, and it's a great pleasure to have Adnan Rashid with us. Thank you so much. What a delight to have you here for the week, and certainly to have you here to talk to us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity and to be here, and because, you know, like, I'm a radio journalist and I always like to be, you know, there.
Your day job in Pakistan is what?
My job is in the radio journalist, and mostly I'm producing a program about the social issues. Mostly it is in the Pashto language, and it's in the cross-border, close to the Afghanistan border.
When you think about the social issues that you cover, how much of that do you see infiltrating what we know about the Middle East, what we know about Pakistan here? Is it night and day?
I think, like, in Pakistan, there's mostly social issues, like, you know, the social issues mean, like, the problems they are facing by the locals, and this is not like the daily problems, you know, and
right.
And they have no basic rights and they have no basic life or facilities. So we are covering such kind of things. Yeah,
it's the day-to-day stuff. It's
day-to-day, yes.
And the things that impact people,
yes,
on a daily basis.
Yes, exactly.
But part of what you have been doing here through your time at the Eagle and through your work in the community is to give us an idea of what that day-to-day life is, so we have a greater understanding of of your country as well as the people.
Yes. So, you know, like, here, what we are doing, like, you know, in Pakistan, the problem is, like, we have lack of educations, you know, and we have not understanding of the American's culture, and same thing, you know, and vice versa. So I'm trying to focus on these kind of issues, you know, especially, so I'm trying to highlight this kind of thing.
You, as I mentioned, are the Daniel Pearl Salim Shahzad Fellow, selected through the Alfred Friendly Press Fellowship in Washington, D.C. How did this fellowship come to your attention?
Actually, I was looking for a fellowship program to improve my skills, journalistic skills, and to communicate with international readers and to tell them about my area, what the people in Pakistan are thinking and what their perception is, you know, because I found a lot that there are a lot of misperception about the Pakistani communities, and because some journalists, they are covering that area, they have not understanding of the area, their people and their cultural, you know. So this is why I thought I need to improve the skill and that I can work myself for in the international media. And I was looking for a fellowship program and to improve all these skills and to use the all multimedia skills, you know. So last year I was in the U.S. in the journalist exchange program, and one of my friends, he gave me a link that you can apply to this fellowship, you know.
Yep.
So then I applied, and it was a really tough process, but thanks.
Here you are.
Yeah.
How much were you aware of Daniel Pearl and his connection to this region? And I mean, I guess you find out a lot of information after you receive the fellowship.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. You know, like, Daniel Pearl was like a journalist. As I know him, basically, he was a Jewish, but he worked for the humanity, you know. And this is what I am looking for, because, you know, we need to work for the humanity rather than just to highlight. And unfortunately, he was killed in Pakistan, you know, and on the basis of his religion. So because there was misperception, you know, like again, I will say that the people had no understanding, like he is a journalist or in Pakistan when the international journalists are working, you know, so the people are thinking that he may be a spying, you know, and the same case happened with him, unfortunately. And so this is something like I need to address it.
We think of, in this country, we pride ourselves for a quote-unquote free press. Now,
yes.
we can debate whether that really exists or not and what that means. But how do you see it when, as in your day-to-day reporting, do you feel that you are an unbiased reporter?
In Pakistan?
Yes.
In Pakistan, we are trying to be unbiased, but we can't do it. To some extent, because of the various pressures from various groups, you know, and if you are filing a story about someone, so you are facing a lot of pressures, you know, and it's the free press is not possible, although it exists through legally, but because of the self-censorship and because of the pressures, we are our stories are not. You know, it's not free, what I can say. For that, I adopted a policy that I was just focusing on the community rather than parties like, you know, the militants, the military, the government. My policy was for the radio station was to just focus on the community and let them decide what they want to say. Like, as the social media is free to express themselves. So in that content, then you can defend yourself, you know, and they can do, express themselves.
Something you said fascinated me, and that is this thing of self-censorship.
Yes.
That concern that what you say is going to get you in trouble, so you don't say it.
Yes, exactly.
So how do you fight that? Because if you don't feel comfortable saying how you feel, I mean, that seems to be an awful thing. Now, I understand a lot of us, we perhaps don't want to talk about certain subjects here, and not because we feel that we're going to be criticized in any way, but just because we feel more comfortable keeping that private. How much of it is a personal privacy, and how much of it is it a fear of being... of being criticized or being admonished in some way, shape, or form?
Actually, you know, like the Pakistani journalists are criticized a lot, you know, from the various groups, but we don't care about the criticism. But actually, we are doing self-censorship because of the life, you know. As you know, that this my fellowship is also dedicated to Salim Shehzad. He was one of the leading journalists, you know, in Pakistan. And he wrote some... story about when the militants attack on the Pakistani Navy base, and he investigated that story, and then he find, according to him, like, you know, that there are some elements who are connected to the militants group and who guided them to attack on that area. So after a week, he was kidnapped and he was killed. You know, so we are doing self-censorship to protect ourselves, you know, to some extent. And again, it is very, you know, like in the trouble that it's not, we are not feeling comfortable when we want to say something, but we can't do it. But I think it's during the various training program, we learned that at least the story is not important in life, you know. So this is something we are trying to do.
Right. You know, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there's. I assume there's a fire burning in you to tell things and to get stories out. Yeah. But then you ask that question, well, is it worth losing my life?
Over? Yes, exactly. So, like, and that time we are trying to be, you know, stop.
You made a distinction a moment ago between the self-censorship and the pressures. Do those pressures come from only the government, or do they come from other places as well?
From other places as well, because in Pakistan, there are various groups. Either we can say, you can say religious groups. There are political parties. They have also militant groups, you know, and the they are pressurizing you from the different. Recently, I will give you an example. Karachi is the big metropolitan city of Pakistan, and that area is controlling by the one of the party called MQM, Mutahida Qomi Movement, you know, and they have a control over the area, and they are if they want to give a message to journalists, so they are trying to control their rating, they are trying to block their TV viewership, you know, and signal, you know, and they are so they are facing such kind of pressures, you know. And again, the there are militant groups, there are some other you can say mafia, you know, I mean the interest groups, so they have, so they are doing this thing.
How do you feel that pressure? Is it words that they say to you? Is it things that they write to you? Is it an overt act of violence? How does it manifest itself?
There are different methods, you know, they are utilizing it. Sometimes they are giving you a message through someone indirectly, and sometimes they are giving you call. Sometimes they are in my case, when I was running a radio station in the Swat Valley that time, and I was countering the illegal FM radio station, you know, and because they were propaganda, they were doing propaganda against, you know, and they were misinterpreting the Islam for their own propaganda. And when I started my programs, and so I engaged 2-3 religious scholars, which was moderate, you know, and they were neutral. And we give a balanced opinion to the audience. But later on, when the militants acknowledge that Adnan is grabbing the audience from us and he is harming our propaganda, so they announced my name and my colleague, and they said that he is trying to say that we are working for the peace and for the best of Islam, but he is not doing the thing, and we are warning him to be, you know, to avoid such thing. So there are different means of method, you know, they are conveying their messages.
Do you feel free in this country to say how you feel? I mean, obviously, we've been hearing that this morning, so it seems like the answer is yes. But is there any concern on your part that when you get home, because through this program, through the journalist exchange program that you mentioned earlier, that there is an alignment with the United States, and somehow you will feel the pressure for that when you get home?
You know, when I am writing here something for the Berkshire Eagle, obviously it is in my mind that I will go back to Pakistan, and in any moment, this kind of material can reach over there, you know.
Right.
So
it'll be used against you.
Yeah, yes. So you know, I'm more careful here again, you know, and I don't want to use such kind of words that can harm me in the back in Pakistan, yeah. So, and unconsciously, it is in my mind.
Adnan Rashid is with the Berkshire Eagle as a Daniel Pearl Salim Shahzad Fellow selected through the Alfred Friendly Press Fellowship in Washington, D.C. He is with us this week to tell us and to learn more about our journalism work as well as to change and clear up misperceptions that Americans have about Pakistanis and vice versa. We're going to continue our conversation with Adnan Rashid after the short break. Again, Adnan Rashid is with the Berkshire Eagle as a Daniel Pearl Salim Shahzad Fellow selected through the Alfred Friendly Press Fellowship in Washington, D.C. He joins us this morning to discuss his experiences. He's been in this country working for the Berkshire Eagle since April, and his fellowship will end in mid to late August. Give us a sense of, obviously, I'm guessing here, but I assume you love your country. You love Pakistan. But like any of us, there are concerns that you have, and it's that love and of the place where you were born and brought up that you have great concern and passion for. Do you see the same thing in this country, and an understanding of how we feel, the difference between the political rhetoric and the basic understanding of the people and how they feel about you, about Pakistan, and about what is going on between the two countries.
You mean like the American citizen are concerned about the Pakistan?
Yeah, in the sense of there's the politics of it.
Yeah.
But then there's what the average person on the street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts may think about it.
Actually, you know, like the here I found that the people have no understanding. You know, they have no idea about the Pakistan's and other issues they are facing, and especially the problems we are facing. They are not getting what we are thinking. You know, they are not getting our perspective. As I told you, like the American people are also like, you know, they are analyzing the Pakistani society through just our governments, and unfortunately our governments is not representing, they are not representing us because in the people will, you know. And
whose fault do you think, I mean, not to lay blame, but whose fault do you think that is? Is it, because it seems to me that that blame can be spread around in the sense of, yes, okay, that's the government's, but also, I mean, how much of that is on us, is both as Americans, as Pakistanis, of learning and understanding and taking the opportunity to find out what is going on beyond the headlines?
I think the media need to be to play their role, and the community context, we can eliminate such kind of things, you know. And the problem is like here, what I found here in the United States, that the mostly media are not giving coverage to the international news, and the people are just restricted to their own problems here. While being a Pakistani, we are expecting from the Americans, they are leading the world, you know. So they should have understanding of the whole problems, you know. They have at least the idea what's going on outside of Pakistan, outside the United States. And if they have the idea, so they can play their roles. And in Pakistan, the governments, because since 1947, there is only one election we can say that was fair and free election. And because, you know, we have not opportunity to select the right person in the country, because there are some, we can say the lobby, and they are selecting again and again. And this is the reason only less than 30% of people are casting their vote in Pakistan. And the government you are seeing, so they are representing 30 to 35% people, you know. And so this is the problem over there.
Is there, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it would seem to me that there a case could be made, at least a discussion point, where you say, okay, look, here you are, America, coming into Pakistan and telling us how you feel about this and putting pressure on us governmentally to do this, this, and this. But you as a country don't even understand who we are.
Yes, to some extent. Yeah, exactly. You know, like the governments are, you know, here in the United States, I found that they are mostly decisions are taking place in the democratic way, through the votings. But unfortunately, the people have no idea what's going on outside, you know. And when the government is deciding something, you know, and they are influencing from the lobbies, and so the people have not idea, you know, what's going on. So if the people have idea and they can understand the problems, so then all the problem will be solved. This is what I mean.
So let me do something that's probably one of the most unfair things I've ever done as a broadcaster, because we only have about a minute and a half left. But what would you like us to know? What do you think it's important for us to know?
I think the people need, like, you know, like yesterday I was discussing with someone, and they said that who is the Taliban, and I told him that the Taliban is a religious students, you know, and they may be like the militants, the terrorists can be Taliban, but not the every Taliban could be a a terrorist, you know. So to some way, like, and here I found that, you know, like, through the government level, you know, they are not understanding that what the problem is existing. We need to focus on the causes of the terrorism rather than to eliminate it. You know, like, because of the drones attack, it is killing the people, terrorists, but again, it's creating the terrorism too, because of the innocent people they are killing over there, they are joining the terrorist groups, and the negative sentiments is increasing against the America over there. So this is something I want to, you know, like, we need to address it, and we need to contact with the community to community. This is what I mean.
I very much respect what you have done here and how you have taken on this fellowship and the work that you have done. It is really a great pleasure to not only have you in this region, but to have you here at the radio station for the week. Adnan Rashid is with Berkshire Eagle as a Daniel Pearl Salim Shahzad Fellow. He'll be there through mid-August, and you can read his work and follow his thoughts by going to berkshireeagle.com. Adnan, a great pleasure again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for your time.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.